Wildfire conditions are ripe across much of Alaska right now as warm, dry weather evaporates moisture released from snow and ice melt. Alaska Fire Service spokesman Doug Stockdale says the situation is providing a ready environment for fire starts across a swath of the state.
There's some red flag warnings about low humidities and winds, especially around winds around the Anchorage area. But around interior Alaska, we have red flag warnings for low humidities. That means our fuels are drying out, grasses, brush, things like that. That's what we call flashy fuels, as well as the larger timber that burns very quickly.
Stockdale says early wildfire starts often result from brush burning, campfires, and other human activities, but that the season's first lightning-caused ignitions could be on the way.
We are expecting the possibility of a thunderstorm starting maybe as early as Thursday, and that means possibility of having lightning-caused fires.
There were several human-caused fires in the interior in recent days, including one near Fort Yukon that smoke jumpers attacked aggressively over the weekend. Stockdale says a larger prescribed fire on Fort Wainwright went well, but did spread smoke over areas of Fairbanks on Saturday.